Welcome back to Caregiver Crossing, a service of Joyce House right here on 93 WIVC. It is Terry Stacy along with Candace Preston. I was so looking forward to this segment, Candace.
Me too.
I really was. We have a lady in here who we've been talking about.
We have.
Yeah, you go ahead and you do the introduction.
We have. Billy Maxwell came in a couple weeks ago to join us. She's the customer care coordinator at Countryside Meadows and American Senior Communities. And she told us the story of Suad,
yes,
who is a beautiful woman from where, Billy?
Kuwait.
She's from, pull your mic in just
Kuwait.
Yep.
Okay.
Kuwait. There you
Excuse
go.
Me.
And Bill, we'll go into her story, but Suad kind of needed to learn a little bit of English, and Billy
yes.
stepped in to be the middleman and make the connection, and it turns out to be a beautiful story. Share it with us again, Billy.
Yeah. Well, Suad was here. Her daughter and herself were refugees from Kuwait several years ago. Her daughter was disabled. And I believe somewhere in the process, Suad was actually carrying her daughter on her back everywhere
goodness.
She went,
wow.
to grocery stores, things like that. They were eventually placed into one of our facilities in Indianapolis. Her daughter, Iman, eventually passed away. And Suad came to us several years ago, and she didn't really speak English. She didn't really, wasn't familiar with our culture and that kind of thing. So I thought that she, it would be an awfully lonely world not to have anybody to communicate with and to touch base with. But she has such a loving heart and personality that I wanted to kind of make that connection with her. So,
yeah.
So as well as English, she's teaching me Arabic as well. So
everybody wins.
Yeah,
exactly.
You know, you have
exactly.
a new friend and she's got a new friend as well.
Absolutely.
I think that's wonderful. Suad?
Mom.
There she is. This is Suad, everybody. And Suad, what has been living in America been like for you? Can you can you explain that?
أنا صار لي سبع سنوات في أمريكا.
I love that. It sounds like she's speaking in her native tongue.
Yes, she yeah. is.
محامية راح تطلع لي جنسية
Billy,
أمريكية هنا.
Do you recognize any of those words?
Some of that, yeah. I'm a little broken, but she's happy here. She likes it here.
She's so. Happy here and mm-hmm. likes it here.
I love that.
I do too. How old is she?
She is 87, is that right?
Huh? Suad?
87 years old. I think she's right around.
She's right around 87 yeah, or yeah. so, 87 yeah. years young.
She's beautiful. She's got this lovely scarf wrapped around her head and her neck and this peachy color cardigan.
Yeah. It's a
really, really nice color on her. So, Billy, tell us how are the other residents in Countryside? How are they able to interact with Suad?
Suad gestures. And they talk to each other, but she has such a friendly smile and personality that they kind of understand without speaking to each other so much. You know, she says certain things, good morning, I love you, things like that.
Yeah. And what about the food?
Ooh,
the transition coming from Kuwait and the food they ate there and then coming here to the United States. And now we may have a whole different food, different types of food that you're experiencing for the first time, maybe,
Absolutely.
Billy?
Absolutely. Yeah, we were actually just looking online yesterday at different recipes. And we have a nurse that works on our long-term hallway that's from India. And she actually brought in a dish yesterday that would be similar to what Suad would eat in her native country. It was a chicken, a curry.
Spicy.
Yeah, very spicy. Heavy cream. So we let Suad try it, and she loved it.
Oh, I bet.
That's really good.
But she's also acclimated to pizza here very well.
You know, that's so funny. Some of the African Children's Choir were here, traveled through Indiana early in the spring and had a chance to meet these beautiful children from South Africa. And they truly, it was all of, we talked food. And
oh,
it was
absolutely.
About pizza. They loved pizza.
I feel like food is a...
Suad is speaking.
She's on the way to the United States.
Joop.
على طريق الأمم المتحدة.
I hear I love.
Yes.
Yes.
And another favorite of ours is Chick-A-Lit.
Chick-A-Lit?
Chick-A-Lit.
You mean Chick-A-Lit girl?
No, chocolate.
Chocolate.
She pronounces it Chick-A-Lit. So. Like Chick-A-Lit.
She loves Suwa. Do you love Chick-A-Lit?
I love you.
Anna Habeka means I love you.
I love you.
Bless her heart. Oh,
this
that's
is
so
wonderful.
We just wanted to hear that voice of hers, Billy.
Yes,
we really
did.
Whether we can talk to her or not, actually communicate with our language, she's just a joy to have around.
Is.
I mean, she's just a joy to be with.
Her eyes just show love.
Yeah. Family here.
Actually, she has a son that's here. She has a son in Kuwait. And just 2 days ago, her daughter Gemma came from Kuwait to LA, and she's going to be here a year. She came here, Monday.
Oh.
She came. And so I got to meet her, and she's lovely.
And she'll stay here in Indiana, or will she...
I believe she's going to travel back and forth for a while.
All right.
So, oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Yay. That's
okay,
great.
Okay.
That's great.
Binti.
Binti. What is Binti?
What does that mean?
Daughter. Gemma.
Hanan.
Janan.
Iman.
Iman.
Khalid. Ahmed.
That's all her children.
Five. Wow.
Five children.
Wonderful.
Yes, that is amazing.
Wonderful. Billy, what are some of the things that you've learned?
Iman did.
Yeah, Iman died.
Wafat Ina did. Iman.
Okay, and that was the daughter.
Yes.
Billy, we've got just a couple more minutes.
Sure.
Share some of the jewels of knowledge that or perspective that you've learned from working
yeah.
with.
You know, it's like I said before, love really knows no boundaries. Even though we couldn't, and we don't speak fluently, I just feel the love in her eyes. I can tell that she's happy. She's just an amazing woman. And to think that some of the things that she's been through before she came here, she's just amazing.
It's hard to know what it's like in her country.
Absolutely.
It's hard to know because if we watch the news, it doesn't look like it's a place that you'd really want to grow up.
Right.
A place like that. And so I know there are probably beautiful parts of Kuwait.
Yes.
But in the news, we only get that little picture
right.
exactly.
of what it is. And so that's our only perception. That's all we know.
In Kuwait, we can't help Saddam. Saddam can't help in Kuwait. So we want to abroad. بعد ألوين
الأردن
على عمان أجينا بعد.
I see.
When she was getting out,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Getting out of Kuwait. So life is better here
life
for
is
her.
Better here.
Better here.
Yeah. Oh, it's good.
I would be interested to know what those quiet moments are when maybe the language barrier is a little more to tolerate in that moment, but you've got the touch of the hand and she's got wonderful eyes and just a wonderful loving face. So I can only imagine that those moments are just as powerful.
Oh, absolutely.
Of the words that you all are able to share.
Oh, yay, Billy.
Absolutely.
Billy, thank you. You know what? We really
thank
are
you.
So grateful that you would bring today.
Okay.
Okay.
Suad,
thank you.
Thank you.
Shukran.
We're going to go in circles.
Exactly. But she makes me happy.
She does.
Oh, all right. We've got to run. The news is next. 93 WIBC.